This is Dan Eckmeyer for ECB Radio's main menu, and I'm going to be reviewing the application, which is basically for like internet multimedia things, such as chat, text chatting, voice chatting. You can even use webcams with this application, and the application I'm going to be reviewing is PropelThought, which can be downloaded from, of course, www.propelthought.com. And there are scripts available for this application as well. I'm running JAWS 4.5 with the PropelThought scripts in there. And I've got version 5.0 of PropelThought. I'm going to go ahead and launch this application. Then I go to my start menu. And I'm going to hit peek.
Politic.
Now, PropelThought is actually right there, so it has an icon in the start menu. I'm going to go ahead and hit enter.
Password edit.
Now, the first thing that's come up here is a login screen, and I'm already set up with a PropelThought account, so I'm going to go ahead and enter my password.
Landed.
Go ahead and enter my password here. So I've been logged.
Internet. Connect.
Okay, so I'm back into the PropelThought screen now.
Online, Felicia, online files, colon.
Now, in the main PropelThought window, you have a list of your online and offline contacts. And it's pretty straightforward. You can just up and down arrow it.
Online files, colon, open, 0 items.
Now you have your online contacts. You can down arrow if there are any.
Offline files, colon, open. Graphic. Online.
Okay, now, I'm still in the PropelThought main window here. And as I said earlier, we have a list of online and offline contacts in there. And if we tab away from that, we have various buttons.
Set up politic colon privacy.
We have a setup button.
Send politic to a friend button to act. Search politic with images / add a politic user to your list button to active.
Now that button there is the one that you'd hit if you wanted to add contacts to your list.
View a list of politic chat groups buttons.
That button there will take you into a list of groups where you can just select a group and then select the room you want to go into in that group, tabbing.
Send an instant message button to activate, press space bar.
Now that button there is pretty important there. What you do is just select the contact you wanted to send an instant send a message to and tab to that button and hit the space bar on it, tabbing.
Make a PC to phone call button to activate, press space bar.
Now that's a service that you have to pay for. It's cool, but you have to pay for it.
313 view, online app.
And we're back at the tree view. Now, going into the menu system.
Menu bar, file, to navigate, press letter right arrow, options, auto.
I'm just arrowing across, file, options.
Help, alt H.
Help. And your application control menu.
File.
Back to file.
Alt F.
Let's go into the file menu here for a second, see what we have here.
Menu active, setup, to move through items, press up or down arrow. Video setup options, V.
Video setup options.
Setup sound control submenu, F. Parental controls, file profile submenu. Change password or password hint, C. Display group list, G. Show received files directory, R. Connect to other mess, exit, E. Setup, P.
Okay, now we're back at the setup option. So I'm going to go into that setup dialog.
Leaving menus. Altic setup dialog. My info page. Edit user info.
No. In this first tab, it's a multi-tab dialog. You can edit your user info. That's, you know, like you can change your first name, surname. There are about three or four checkboxes in there, which I don't find too accessible with JAWS, unfortunately.
Land. Privacy tab.
Now we're on to the privacy tab. Now, in this privacy tab, you can set who you want to contact you. Now, if I tab, I'll be able to get to that. Tabbing.
Who can contact me? Allow contact from pal list only radio button checked. 3 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Three settings that you can have in this dialog. I have it set to allow contact from pal list only, but the default setting.
Who can contact me? Allow all users can contact me radio.
All users can contact me. That's the default setting. But I prefer this last one here.
Who can contact me? Allow contact from pal list only radio button checked. 3 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow. OT. Log list management list.
Now, what you can also do in this tab is set up a block list.
Block list management add block button to activate press
X. If you wanted to add a block, you could hit that add block button.
Block list management remove button to activate
move
press spacebar. Alt R. Okay button
okay.
To activate press spacebar. Cancel button to activate press spacebar. Privacy tab
move
to switch pages.
To
press control
tab.
Press tab.
On to the preferences tab.
Press page. Miscellaneous preferences. Double dash click opens communicator window. Checkbox checked. A clear checkmark. Press spacebar. Alt O.
This checkbox here is obviously for mouse users.
Miscellaneous preferences. Hands free mode. Left parent audio. Right parent checkbox not checked. To check press spacebar. Alt H.
If you don't have this checked, by default, you would have to use the control key every time you wanted to key the mic. Tabbing.
Miscellaneous preferences. Keep Altic on top. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
Leave this unchecked because if you check it, that could cause some focus problems when you're in other applications.
Miscellaneous preferences. Play event sounds. Checkbox checked. A clear checkmark. Press spacebar.
I will leave that checked.
Miscellaneous preferences global hotkey enabled checkbox checked. A clear checkmark press space bar.
Here's a real cool feature. If you wanted to change the hotkey that you'd press to key the mic, you could do that. Tab.
Miscellaneous preferences combo box control 1 to 14. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Have it set to anything from the control key to F1 to F12 and the space bar. I'm going to leave it at the default.
OK button to activate press spacebar.
OK button.
Cancel button to activate press spacebar. Press tab. To switch pages, press control
tab.
Sound CTRLS tab.
Sound controls tab. Now, in this tab, you can check or uncheck any combination of these checkboxes that are in here. I'm just going to go through them.
Sound CTRLS page. Below are various options which may or may not improve the sound quality under adverse conditions. Try checking different combinations of boxes to see if there is any effect. Note that some connections cannot be improved due to bad internet conditions. Sound enhancement features reduced sampling rate. Checkbox checked. A clear checkmark. Press spacebar. Sound enhancement features reduced to 8-bit sound. Checkbox not checked. A check. Press spacebar. Sound enhancement features larger packet size. Checkbox not checked. A check. Press spacebar. Sound enhancement features longer delay. Left parent code enhanced sound quality. Right parent underline. Checkbox not checked. A check. Press spacebar. Sound enhancement features F-duplex. Left parent if your sound cuts out. Right parent. Checkbox checked. A clear checkmark. Press spacebar. Sound enhancement features auto detect network connection type checkbox checked. A clear checkmark. Press spacebar. OK button to activate. Press spacebar. Cancel button to activate. Press spacebar. Sound.
So you can just check or uncheck any of those boxes if you find you're having sound issues.
Port settings tab.
Port settings. Now I would just leave these port settings where they are.
Testcom period tab.
Now, as I alluded to earlier, I'm not sure what this last tab is for. I would assume it's for testing your connection.
313 view online pal.
Escape out of that dialog.
Menu active file setup. Video setup options.
Video setup options. Now, as blind users of this application, the video setup options are really options which we're not concerned with, so I'm going to leave those.
Setup sound control submenu. S.
Setup sound control submenu. Now this basically allows you to go into your Windows volume controls via PalPod.
Parental controls. C.
Parental controls. Now I haven't really played around with this, but the first time you go into this, it'll ask if you want to set up parental controls on your computer.
PAL profile submenu. O.
PAL profile submenu. Now they've recently changed this feature, so you'll actually have to go to paltalk.com and go into the My PalTalk link on that website.
Change password or password in C.
Now this is, of course, if you wanted to change your password.
Display group list G.
Display group list. Now this allows you to go into the list of chat groups, of course.
Show received files directory R.
Show received files directory. Now this will display your directory of received files.
Connect to other messenger submenu M.
Connect to other messengers. Now this allows you
menu.
To
ICQ submenu.
Connect to ICQ.
MSN submenu.
MSN.
AOL Instant Messenger submenu.
AOL.
ICQ. Menu connect to other messengers.
Really
M.
Experimented with that, but that may be a good option in there.
Exit.
And of course, we have exit.
Setup.
Back
D.
to setup.
Menu enter away mode. Options.
Now,
A.
We're at the options menu. We have enter away mode.
Go to my PalTalk website. M.
Go to my PalTalk website.
Go to Pal Personal's website.
Pal Personal's website.
Record Pal Personal's video clip. Send PalTalk to a friend. Send video / voicemail. Subscribe to PalTalk Plus / Pal Plus. Subscribe to PalTalk Premium. Go to PalTalk Store. E. Enter away mode. A.
Now, with the exception of enter away mode, there's a lot of options in there that will take you to various websites.
Menu help. Help.
So I'm just going to go into the help menu now.
Go to new user voice group. G.
Go to new user voice group.
Firewall / network support. F. Audio test. D. Upgrade the latest version. About PalTalk. A. Help. H.
So that's the help menu.
Menu rest. Move. M.
And then we have the application control menu with things like restore, move.
Size.
Size.
Minimize.
Minimize.
Maximize.
Maximize.
Alt plus F4. Close. Send PalTalk.
And there's a send PalTalk option in there as well.
Test mic.
Ooh, there's a test mic option in there too. Cool.
Help.
So, that's the menu system.
Leaving menus.
Exit out of that. Now, if you wanted to add contacts to your list, there's a couple ways of doing it. If you have the JAWS script, if you're a JAWS for Windows user, you can just hit Alt-Insert-W. Okay, now that I've hit that Alt-Insert-W keystroke to get access to that White Pages button, I've been placed into an edit field where I can enter somebody's nickname that I want to add.
PalTalk White Page.
So just as an example, I'm going to enter mine. And hit enter. Okay, so now that I've entered the nickname that I want to add, I can tab.
Search results list.
And we've been placed into a list view of search results. I'm just going to hit the down arrow to select the one that's in there.
Add under.
Okay, so that has been selected. I've got it selected.
Search results at PAL button.
Now, if you tab after you've selected the contact, or selected the item in the list view that you want to add, you get the Add PAL button. Now, I would recommend hitting spacebar on a lot of these buttons, so that's what I'm going to do.
PAL got it.
Okay. And we get a dialogue confirming that that particular contact has been added to your list, and an OK button. And it's going to do an insert E to check and see if that is the default.
Default button is OK.
Default button is OK. That's good. We can just hit Enter.
3-1.
And we're back into the tree view. Now, as far as... I'm going to cover sending messages to contacts. Now, this is just... This will just be private messages. Now, if you have the Jolly Scripts, you can select the contact that you want to send a message to. Like, for example, I'll just select one here. Now, you have two options here if you're a JAWS user. If you're a JAWS user, you can hit Alt-Insert-D, as in Delta.
Context menu, private menu.
Which will bring up a context menu. And I'm just going to arrow through the items in this context menu. The first one we've landed on is private message, down arrowing.
Call, C.
Call.
Video/voicemail, V.
Video/voicemail.
File transfer, F.
File transfer.
Remove, R.
Remove.
Block user, B.
Block user.
PAL info, I.
PAL info.
Customize PAL name, U.
Customize PAL name, down arrowing again.
Auto-accept video, A.
Auto-accept video.
Private message, P.
And we're back to private message. So what we do is hit enter on the private message.
Leave in menus, type private chat, and underline block.
And now we've been placed into the edit field where we can type. Now, a second way to do this, let me just escape out of that window.
Land.
Or close that window.
Out.
Okay, so a second way to do that, if you're not a JAWS user, like say if you're using Windows or a prior version of JAWS prior to 4.0, a second way to do this is to select the contact that you want to message, and then tab until you hear the send instant message button.
So send a politic colon, privacy, preferences, sound, etc. button to activate, press spacebar. Send politic to a friend button to activate, press spacebar. Search politic with images, select chat a politic user to your list button to activate, press spacebar. View a list of politic chat groups button to activate, press spacebar. Send an
There's the send an instant message button. Now, you'll have to tab, I believe it's 5 tabs to get to that button. I'm going to hit the spacebar on it.
Type private chat.
And just as before, we're placed into that same window where we can type. But there's just two ways to get to that window. So I'm going to close that window with an Alt-F4.
I'll talk.
And we're back to the tree view. Now, another item which I'm going to address briefly is the groups list. So, again, there are two ways that you can get into this groups list. And I'm going to use a JAWS keystroke, which is Alt-Insert-G.
Politic white pages dot 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 dialog. Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Oops.
Done Internet.
What's going on here?
Alt-F4. I'll talk.
I'm trying that again.
Politic white pages. Alt-F4. Alt-313.
Okay, so.
Send politic to a friend. View a list.
Okay. That keystroke isn't working, so what I need to do is just tab to the groups button and hit the spacebar on it.
Groups dialog. List 1, list view, not select.
Okay, now we're into a list of categories, and it's a standard list view. We can just arrow up and down.
Politic help, special feed, instant, premium find, instant, special, politic help groups. Politic help groups, 25.
Now, in this list view, what it does is it gives you the category, like say for example, PAL Talk help groups.
Politic Help Groups, 25.
25. Now, that number indicates the number of rooms that are in that category. Let me see. I'm just going to hit enter on this, see what happens.
Special feature room. Politic Help Groups, 25.
Mm. Okay. So.
Show adult groups checkbox. Join selected group.
Okay, so what happens, or what you're going to have to do, is once you select a group, you're going to have to tab to the Join Selected Group button. Hit the spacebar.
Show adult. List 1, list view. Not selected. Graphic 431. Graphic 300. Palthalk lobby.
So I have selected that Palthalk Help Groups category. Tabbed to the Join Selected Group button. Shift tab back to the list view.
Palthalk lobby 2.
And now you get a list of the rooms.
Palthalk lobby 3. Palthalk lobby 4. Palthalk support staff online dash 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 19.
Now I'm just, what I'm doing is I'm just down arrowing.
Politic tech lobby 1. Arabic health 2. Portuguese health. Group admin help and information. Turkish health 0. Netherlands health. Ada and Espanol 0. Commerce room health 0.
Now that number after the room name is the number of participants that are in that particular room. I'm just going to alt F4 out of this.
Pal Talk 313 view online.
And we're back to our tree view of contacts. Now, if you wanted to, one more thing, if you wanted to just have a private voice chat with a contact, for example, I'm just going to select this one. What you can do is, again, if you're a JAWS user, you can hit Alt-Insert-D to bring up that contacts menu.
Context menu, private menu.
Down arrow.
Call.
Select call and hit enter. And then on the other end, the contact who you're calling will get a dialogue asking them if they want to accept the call or not. Once they accept it, you'll be connected, and as I said earlier, by default, you'll have to hit the control key to key the mic. Now, the thing is about Palthalk is it is only, it's only half duplex in most situations. In fact, I think it is. Now, when you're in a voice conference, you can hit F2 to lock your mic on, and then hit F2 again to turn it off. Now, that's only if you're in a voice conference. Now, that's pretty well all the experience with this application that I've had, and if any listener to this has any further queries, they can be reached via email at va3ets@rac.ca. Again, that's va3ets@rac.ca.
Leaving menu.